order, we would like to begin by acknowledging that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Roll call, I'm Mayor Peter Hopkins.
Councillor Morley Haskell.
Mary Smith.
Councillor Mike Hakkinen.
Councillor Reg Moore.
Treasurer and Deputy Clerk Roshan Kantia.
Okay, and Nick is absent at this point?
I don't believe he's on.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Is there any declarations of conflict of interest? Going to resolution 22-119. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutters hereby approve the agenda for this meeting as presented. A mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Haskell, Councilor Moore. Any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carry.
Good morning.
Okay, so as we discussed the agenda, we're doing with those items following up from the last meeting. And Roshan has reworked some numbers, and I'm going to turn it over to him to explain what he has done and where we're at, and then we will open it up for discussion. So, Roshan, go ahead.
The previous budget report had the expenses, and what I did, I whatever the numbers I had previously, and then I added those numbers which we discussed in last couple of meetings. So if you look at the on the top, the 4,217,207.76, those are the previous expenses, operating expenses reported on previous reports.
Okay, one question here. If I can ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So we're working with version 5 of the proposed budget. Is that where you're...
Yeah, this is just a summary, and it's not finalized or anything. It's just a part of the discussion purpose, because last three meetings we have been discussing, and then it's just this summary telling the council that whatever we discuss, and there's a two new items which are going to put in. Actually, it's a part of this one I'm going to discuss about it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, last meeting, we discussed that we are going to hire an assistant to the INA to help her out with the governance and other items. I have put this salary, $23,961. The overhead cost for that person is $4,792. Election expenses, last time I put the $5,000 in budget report, and we discussed that it's supposed to be around $20,000, so I increased it by $15,000.
Just back to the...
Go ahead, Mr. King.
The first line, hiring deputy clerk or assistant, does that even look close to being a... reasonable amount?
It's what we, I just want to say that it's for the 6 months from April to September.
Those type of positions would be in a much higher range. Just looking at other municipalities, you would, even if for 6 months, you would probably looking at the range closer to being in the $50,000 to $75,000 range instead of the $23,000 plus overhead of 4,000, so 27, 28. So I think significantly higher what's proposed here.
I think this is for Lori, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is for Lori Bell, not for... It shouldn't say deputy clerk.
No.
It shouldn't be in there.
So so we need another line item then for a deputy clerk position possibly? Or is this is... Okay. Okay, so...
Yes.
Why don't we let Roger go through it first, and we'll come back to items to be discussed.
We ask questions as we're going through the lines.
We give him an opportunity to present the changes, and then we'll come back and discuss each point as we move forward.
So do you want to go through it twice? Because that's
I
what
want
we have to
do. Do an overview first, and then we'll come back and go through.
But if we do that, we'll have to go through it twice because there may be questions on each one.
Well, it's up to you, but.
I agree with Councilor Moore. This is an effective way of doing it as we're going through it each line at a time.
What would you, Senator DeGrosse?
Aye. What if the council decides?
Yeah, we may as well deal with it as we go, okay, rather than going all the way back around again. So, okay, just to clarify then, okay, that covers the increase of the commitment we've made to assist INA. Was there a proposal that we'll need any other employees through the year?
I'm not aware of another proposal. My understanding is that the person who is right now, she's, going for the next 6 months.
That's correct. That's what we discussed. She covers the next 6 months to give us time to hire somebody within the next 6 months to cover the following 6 months and from there on, a deputy clerk. So that you're saying there's no money in the budget for that next, but there has to be that too. Like, we can't hire anybody if we don't have any money.
Yeah, if that was the intention.
That's what I got out of
it. That's correct.
Lori was just here in the interim until we decided we couldn't get anybody hired within 6 months, so she was here until we could get somebody hired. And then once we have a deputy clerk hired, then Lori's contracted in about the same time.
Well, I'm not sure it was as clear as that, because if you understand that the contract that the clerk is on now, at end September or October, that's going to be reviewed. And depending on what she wants to do, then we have to decide what the next position will be.
So you're saying we're not hiring a deputy clerk?
I don't know what we're hiring after the 6 months. I don't think that's been determined. I know Mike's been pushing for it, but that's not necessarily accurate because of what we've been talking about with INA's extension contract with the clerk. So
that's what I got into the last meeting. Definitely.
Not my understanding.
And it's accurate because we are short of staff. The October 2020 staffing review indicated we are short of staff, and there is that gap of a deputy clerk. There always needs to be a second at the helm that can fill in immediately for that individual if they're not available to attend to their duties. And deputy clerk has the powers and responsibilities equal to that of a clerk. So,
and during the hiring process for clerk administrator, I thought there was always a deputy clerk as part of that process. Am I wrong in that?
I don't think we had determined there would be a deputy clerk at that point in time, other than
I must have been sitting at a different table then, because whenever we were sitting discussing the
we talked about we will need a deputy clerk at some point in time, but we were waiting until INA went through her situation to allow her to make a decision at the end of that term. Because we may need a clerk, not a deputy clerk.
And that's right. And then that was her decision, then the positions would flip if they both agree.
Yeah, so
that's what we discussed.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So without having a deputy clerk, we know it's going to take probably 3 to 6 months to get one hired.
Right.
We have an assistant for 6 months, right, and that's it. So if we don't do nothing for the next 6 months, we're going to be in a position where we have nobody for another 6 months.
Yeah, it's pretty important to be proactive in a situation like this and ensure that those gaps are addressed now at budget time. This is the most important policy decision that we're making throughout the year.
Well, I think we need clarification from INA.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think we're going to have to get an update on whether that what was the decision on that.
Yeah.
And at what point it would start, and then there's going to be obviously a time lapse before you actually get somebody hired. Is that going to be into next year anyway? You know, if that is the intention. So, yeah,
that would be clarification. Be a 23 budget item with the new council. So.
Yeah, if we haven't even considered or even begun the process, yeah, it's going to be well through the year. Yeah, it's going to be all the way around January 1st, so we don't have to worry about it in this budget. But if it is going to be sooner, yeah, we got to worry about it.
Okay. Let me get some clarification.
So all we're dealing with right now then is a 6 month position as an assistant and nothing else. After 6 months, she's done, starts this budget goal.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay. And then hopefully we'll get a report from Ian prior to our council meeting saying, yeah, well, no, this was correct, or yes, we're going to have to amend the budget and add on.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So the election expenses, last report I have included $5,000, and we discussed that the expenses is around $20,000, so I increased the budget of election is by $15,000. Miscellaneous account, I have put the $5,000 there, and we discussed that shouldn't be there, $5,000, so I removed that one. Volunteer donation, we booked at almost $19,000, and we said okay, we need to reduce it to $14,000 and divide it into three groups. That's what I did here. And the folding table, this is the new item. So we need 15 units of the folding table for the our community center. Some of the tables are broken, or some of them, you know, in a condition which we cannot use it further. So the cost of that one is $5,000.
Okay, and I would make a suggestion right now. I know you're adding that on as upping that expense. We have a large... We're going to be in trouble at the bottom line here. I know it. So why not just draw that out of the reserves?
Okay.
Yeah, the council's fine with that. I believe we have around $100,000 in community center reserves, and it's always been put there for that purpose.
Center Reserve you're talking about.
Yes, it's in there. It's in our very back page, I think, here, yeah.
Which one is that? Community Center Reserve, $220,000?
Yeah. It could be that high. I'm trying to look for... Oh, it's probably... Yeah, it's at $220,000.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll just pull $5,000 for that rather than trying to add on this budget that we're going to be in trouble in the bottom line.
No, that sounds good.
Okay. That comes in.
Any thoughts, Mike?
Yeah.
Actually, I think you proposed to put, I think by this, oh no, the estimate. Yeah, we're also budgeting $10,000 more into that reserve.
Yeah.
So basically, then that means we're only put $5,000 in the reserve because we're going to spend $5,000 now. Okay.
So on the next department is the bylaw enforcement. I have increased the budget to $45,000. I'm not sure if that's enough because last time we were discussing and we didn't come to the point how much would be the budget and what should be the criteria. So I increased the budget by $23,300, which will be in total will be $45,000 for this year. I have removed the mileage for last 6 months, as well as the amount courses and training related.
Seems awful high for the by officer compared to our previous by officer, who was a full contract to a reduced one for this one. There's some medium range in there. But.
Yeah, that's kind of our discussions last week. I agree with you. Yes, I think we're on the safe side. So for that also, it's going to be we're paying what we're paying now, and then it'll be probably only increased for half a year. So where the $23,000 comes in, it's, I think, in the ballpark.
Yeah. I'd hate to reduce it and then find it short.
I think that sounds fine.
It's no problem. Yeah. If you look at the previous ones, it's quite high. So quite a substantial change to what we have in the budget this year. So anyway, just a caution.
Okay. And transportation department, The for last discussion, the professional grants, I have included 10,000, but the discussion we had, it seems like we don't want to put anything in line item. So that line item becomes zero, and then the snow plowing contractor services, I have increased it to 10,000.
You've increased it by 10,000,
yep,
for two additional roads, and this is for half of the year of two additional roads being added to the contracted snow plowing services.
Right. So right now I have budgeted, I think, 35,000. So it will become 45,000. So I'm not sure if that's enough or
what. I think, if I remember right, Greg had mentioned that number, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, yeah, he thought it was enough.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Ice cap reduced from 14,500 to the,
8,000
as per the 2020 level.
And that's been confirmed?
No. I've been going through all the ice cap things and trying to send them off to Roshan, that we had agreed to a 3-year term, 8,000 the first year, 12,000 the second year, and then this 14,500 has come up. We're trying to get that as to why, because we objected to that because it was a huge increase over the previous year, and I'm not sure how that all settled out. So I think that Roshan needs to get in contact with David Bywater and clarify this for sure. So,
it's not written in stone, I'm okay with this because I think we got to trim where we can, and this wasn't a written commitment by any means in stone. So I think we can justify that costs are increasing, and we just can't afford to contribute.
And my understanding is that the contract initially was for the 3 years, and this is the year we're going to renew the contract, my guess is, because I haven't seen the contract yet.
No. We've got a meeting coming up in June. I still think we need clarification because it's a muck right now, so I will still keep digging, but I think that David Bywater and Moshane should get together on this to clarify. Whether the amount's correct or not is second. Councilor Keckley?
So for that ice cap line item, is there anything else that may have been incorporated with that total amount? Whereas the Georgian Bay Biosphere Reserve is no longer a line item, is there any other expenses that have been added into the ice cap line item that were previously in a line item elsewhere in the budget?
No, that's his specific.
Had a benthic study, but that one was separate, I believe.
But that's specifically the grant, the money we are giving as a levy.
Okay, so the benthic study
is separate.
And that is found where in the budget?
I think it's
that Lake Stewardship.
Lake Stewardship, $5,000.
No, that's just the water testing. That's the MLCA water testing program.
Yeah, so that name is part of the
Lake Stewardship.
Yeah, 17,080. That's part of that one. Next number is levy pool, and we got the new number thanks to the Councilor Mike Hakkinen, I was not aware of that number. So now we are probably looking at the 162,000. So initially I budgeted 90,000. So we have to increase it by 72,000, so it will become 162,000.
Yeah, as I mentioned last meeting, when I had also mentioned about the 144 being agreed upon by the municipalities or the board for the pool, that we may have to see if there's some way of borrowing within our, because put out all that money in 1 year when it's going to be 3 years prior to even opening, that somehow or another we got to finance that over a period of time. We can't afford to all of a sudden clump on $72,000 this year.
And I don't agree with that. This council incurred those costs. I think this council should be paying them, not passing it on to other councils.
Yeah, I'm just trying to respond to Morley here for a second. I'll get to you in a minute. So, I had concerns that this came up. We budgeted a certain amount of money for the pool. This is a operating cost, and it should be part of our overall levy as we move forward. And why it's done in April of a year that we're already pretty well formalized our budget, that this seems to be after the fact, and it should have been done a little bit before. I don't have a problem with the money, but I have a problem with the process in which they've done it. And if we kept to our normal process of X number of dollars, then we could put it over 2 years, not 1 year, so, or borrow or whatever, decide what we would do. So turn it over to Councilor Keckley.
So my real concern here is that when there's wording such as West Prairie Sound Recreation and Cultural Center begins in earnest, and that was the first funding request of $17,000, and similar wording for the second request of $144,635 due May 30th, 2022, with still an outstanding commitment by McKellar Township of $572,665. For their capital commitment for the project. Are we going to receive a third cash flow funding request in 2022? It seems to me that to be proactive, there would need to be steps taken to ensure that the total funding amount committed by McKellar, $734,400, is accessible at any point when the next funding call comes forward for a cash flow request from the pool financial committee.
Well, these are things that our representative and our treasurer deal with the board, yeah. And they should be dealt with through our reps and through the treasurer to the board dealing with the financial matters to come back to council. So, you know, there needs to be dealt with directly with our reps. Yeah. Do I understand that someone talked with the clerk at Perry Sound about the pool without going through our reps? That's what I've heard. So that's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to go through our legitimate reps as a direction of our council. Through the reps.
There's
the treasurer who's on it.
On the first request here, there's a name of a contact person who's overseeing the finances, director, financial treasurer. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to confirm if these numbers were correct. Any counselor can confirm any information if it's correct. Thank you.
We have reps that sit on that board, and Morley presented those figures at the meeting. He was at the board meeting in which they were approved. So I think that's a concern.
I doubt if Morley would have been able to answer that question if Mike had asked him.
Then Morley can ask the question for clarification. Anyway. better wait for the...
I don't agree with you.
Well, that's fine.
And it's interesting that the budget was put forward, the budget bylaw, to be approved March 8th with no concerns. And these financial information coming in thereafter that we're dealing with now, which would never have got dealt with if the information had not been sort of brought forward at this point in time.
Go ahead, Ron.
Back to the first point Mike brought up about originally when the council committed to the pool project, it was kind of they were thinking that, yes, the capital expenses would be budgeted for over 15 or 20 years, you know, and get the low financing in place. And, of course, and I'm really surprised all of a sudden, yes, they're asking for this $144,000 to get things rolling as part of the capital. I'm sure that's more than enough for the next couple of years, but it's whether it's McKellar's fault or all of the steering committee for the pool should have already arranged the financing, as well, similar to what Mike's saying with the total amount owing. It should be fixed in stone, so we know each budget year, rather than throwing this high amount at us and trying to budget it in 1 year. That's going to be tough. But so anyways, whether we can still look at, whether it's just for McKellar, or at one time they were talking about all the municipalities would arrange a 20-year, basically a mortgage to pay the capital off, because it's not even going to be open for 3 years.
Right.
So why should taxpayers in the next 3 years be paying a substantial amount for something they can't even enjoy, where once it's open, well, it's going to be good for decades and decades. So for that reason, it's long-term financing would work.
And why they need this money up front for the project manager doesn't make any sense when it's a three-year project. So I have similar concerns.
Can I ask the chair, the mayor, whichever, how do you know that the town office was contacted about those numbers?
I was informed.
You were informed. Should you not have been informed through the rep? I know you're the sit-in for him if he's not available, but he's the rep.
Yeah.
So should he not have been informed and then told you?
Could be, yeah.
So then I don't think you should be reprimanding a councillor for what he did.
You go. That's your opinion.
It is. And I heard yours, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you not accepting any questions?
Yes, and I'm just trying to clarify this first, because I think we're on a consensus that there's a concern of whether or not we do this in 1 year or we do this over an extended period of time to finance that particular amount, because it's a late request and it could be easily done over more than 1 year as we initially planned. So now I'll ask the question to Pat, if it's okay with council to have people, I have to approve good council first.
Mike Richard.
Thank you.
My question is, the other day I watched the broadcast of the meeting for the West Parry Sound Recreational Committee board, in which they announced that they were going to request 20% of the total funding up front by the end of May. So I did not see any representation from McKellar Township at that meeting, nor in the vote. Secondly, when is the council going to publish for the community what the terms of this contract are in terms of what our total commitment is and how those monies are supposed to be dispersed, and in terms of what the repercussions will be over and above the original agreed upon budget?
Well, Morley was at the meeting.
Yeah, I had troubles with my Zoom connection. So I could view the meeting and everything, but I was having troubles with my sound. So that's kind of why there was a little bit of confusion on my attendance, but I was actually in the meeting, but I couldn't communicate with sound. So I was there to view the whole thing, and because it was a recommendation from the steering committee to the board, and all of the municipalities were agreeable, and it's their recommendations, they're the professionals. As a politician, I would like to say, whoa, no, we cannot do that, but it's when you have your professional staff making that recommendation. And at the same time, I don't know how the other municipalities are going to endure that expense, because McKellar is the lowest of them all, and others are, it's quite a large amount. To how they're going to deal with it financially, I don't know. But that's, and it's disappointing that all the municipalities tended to got some low-interest loan to cover this capital expense going in. But I think McKellar may have to look at that if we can't deal with this 144. If we're going to try to cover it all in one shot, we can, but I think we've got to get something in place going forward so next year they don't say, oh, give us another 144. So
when does the grant come through?
They will, as the expenses come in, they will then submit those expenses to the province and feds, and there will be reimbursements as we go along.
So we really have no idea how much is going to have to be paid until the ground isn't even broke yet and they're looking for this kind of money.
Right, which to me seems awful high. That's I think it was a total of $1.7 million. Now, I believe half a million to commit for a project manager is committed out of that. And then, I think it was a little too easy for the steering committee to come up with some sort of figure. I believe it probably could have been a little lower to ease the blow, but that's what they've come up with. So now McKellar's got to determine whether we shoulder that all this in this 1 year, or whether we see if we can borrow with within and cushion it over 2 or 3 years.
Next year's budget will have more added on from this, by the sounds of things. There still won't be any grant money coming through.
I think that's why we got to get financing in place as soon as possible. So we're committed to, whether it be 15 or 20 years, and whatever it is, $30,000-$40,000 a year, then all councils going forward, no, $40,000 levy for whatever.
So there was no intention for the West Prairie Sound Management Group to borrow the money to operate on?
That's, again, steering committee, but that was, had been talked about. Our former clerk, who was involved in it at the time, well, that was a lot of McKellar's, is we had a lot of staff turnover, but one clerk's determination was, yeah, fund it over 15 or 20 years and get the funding in. The loan applies, well, interest rates were low. Well, that kind of never happened, so here we are now, where if we had got that all in place, well, then we'd know exactly what we would have to pay each year for the next 15 years or whatever is decided to finance it over. So we still got to pursue that.
And then once the facility is up and operating, the Council of McKellar still has an operating budget.
Then an operating, yes.
Capital.
And how much?
It's capped.
Pardon?
It is capped.
Yeah, and what is it every year?
It would probably be around
30,000.
Yeah, around 30,000.
Yeah. That's where it's capped at this point in time.
Yeah, we'd really like to see the contract that says that it's capped. I watched that meeting where they were discussing this $350,000 maximum operating cost per year, and it was made clear by several of the members that that is not in the contract, and there was no verbal commitment at that meeting that it would be capped at $350,000. So I think these specifics are very important here to see the exact contract, what we're committed to. Secondly, what are the guarantees, with two funding requests so far in 2022, that there will be no further financial funding requests in the upcoming year of 2022?
Yeah, there is no guarantees. That's why I'd really like to see us pursue the financing so it's there in place. So all of a sudden we don't have to try to add it on to the taxes immediately year after year and not knowing. So I'd like to see us give direction to our clerk and treasurer to see about securing financing. And now whether that involves the other municipalities to try to shop for a low interest rate, that's up to the professionals to do that.
So I say we have to approve this budget as Roshan has presented it here with the $72,000 being raised through taxes and then continue on the route that you're talking about.
So I just want to add on something over here, even though in the option one, if you look, if, you know, if you guys, if council approves everything, then the at, if you look at the bottom, it says the taxes will be raised at 8.41% to cover the all the expenses.
Yep.
It's being mentioned here. But if you go the second option, which is if you reduce the transfer to reserve, you know, from 200,000 to 90,000, then the tax levy will be 5.26%, and it will be covered. So
transfer from what reserve?
So if you look at it here, the transportation reserve, you know, to buy the mostly our vehicles, truck and you know jeeps. The opening balance is 320,628, and we were planning to. Please go on the second page.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So on the first column, if we don't do anything, you know, whatever we assume we already, you know, in the previous budget, and we go with that number, that we are going to buy 4x4 for 90,000, and the transfer to the vehicle department is 200,000. Then the balance will be at the end of the 2022 budget, 430,000.
No, no, but I don't agree to taking money from the roads to fund the pool.
No, I'm saying like you know since
that's what it is. He has 200,000 in reserves, and you're talking about taking it out of there to fund the pool. So, no, not me.
No, but then I'm saying that you know since we already bought the truck last year and we are going to buy next year, we have enough money to cover the vehicle. So for this year, we can cover. Next year, obviously, we will fund it again.
No. Next year's another year. No,
yeah. Because there's always been a goal to allocate a certain amount in reserves and not try to catch up a year after by taking money out of that reserve to ensure that we're always one step ahead, and that's why I thought in my 18 points it was very important that we have copies of the current asset management plan in front of us, because it's not just one thing that's coming due at some point in our needs of the assets management, including rolling stock. We need to have that table, the 10-year table, to show us where things fall into place, and so that when we ship something out, some allocated money from a reserve from one department, how is it going to affect all the other things, you know, within the asset management chart? So, you know, I think it's very important, and professional bodies agree that it's important for councils to recognize the importance of asset management plans when they're doing the budget process.
We have somebody from the audience who wants to say something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make notes of how we can move forward with the pool thing, because, I mean, there just before it comes up there, that I agree with Morley that we need to have very clear that they can't just keep introducing these fees through a board and come to council either late or excessive amounts that we weren't, that were not part of the original concept moving forward. So we've got to figure out how to do that and more clarity and send a note back to the board saying that we're not happy with that process. So I think we definitely have to do that and get more clarification of how this whole financial with the grant and the $23 million and how that all is going to work itself out. We thought we were on an understanding of what it was going to cost us, 8.5% capital and then operating with a cap. That was very clear from our resolution to them, and that's what we approved. So we're going to stick to that. So we just want to make sure that this one-time levy of $144,000 is not appropriate at this point in time, I don't think. So but we do have a commitment, but we have to put it over more than 1 year, in my estimation. So we need to clarify a whole bunch of things. So I think we need to do that one. So anyway, where's the question? Please state your name.
Debbie Sigmar. I'm just going to also say, along with what you were saying, Peter, is like they requested the 140, 4,000 by the end of May, and as a responsible council, and you know, this is how much you have, we're told, and this is at a late date that they're giving you this figure, and I, like Mike said, in 2 months are they going to ask for more? Another 2 months are they going to ask for more? I mean, how deep is your pockets? Like, who wants to be borrowing for something like that? No. And it keeps going up and up and up. I mean, enough is enough. I think you should say this is what we're giving, and that's all we can afford at this time, and that's it. So I think you need to. How long is this budget?
You know, I agree with you, Mr.
Our first
Mr.
time.
First can time. We have that officially recorded,
sure.
Please?
I think you need to make it definite. And let them
no, I understand. I understand the dilemma. I understand, and I've been perturbed with this for some time. So please state your name.
Yes, Wayne Ward. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Council. I just want to, I guess the term called circle back, down the list of me about bylaw enforcement. If you could refresh my memory, what do you pay this guy a year? What's his fees? Like, what's the amounts that you're paying?
Are we allowed to say that?
Well,
I think there's a budgeted amount for a bylaw officer in the current budget, and we are, based on our discussions with the bylaw officer, there's some requests to add in some assistance, and there's a request to look longer, beyond call longer, and therefore there's going to be some adjustments to the budget for this year. That's what we're dealing with. This is just A to B to C.
Well, I guess my main purpose is asking this. You've got a bylaw enforcement officer.
Right.
Does he have any accountability to the council of his duties, his duty roster, the times of the day he works? He's 24/7.
That's all outlined in his contract.
That's in his contract. Does he have any accountability to report back to you his stats? In other words, if he issues provincial offenses acts, do you get copies of what he's doing? Like, if you're paying him so much money, what's he doing?
He reports to the clerk, I believe, and he has to do periodic reports that he's usually pretty good at. Plus, he does an annual report.
Yeah,
that's part of the documentation. And if he's asked to come to any committees to report, he's good to be there.
Yes. Does he have a kind of a steady report back to the council or the clerk?
Goes to the clerk, unless we request him at a meeting, yes.
Yeah.
Which we do.
Well, I'm just trying to play. You hire a bylaw enforcement officer, he has a certain amount of authority.
Absolutely.
Under the Provincial Offenses Act.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what's he doing for the money he's making? And does he have accountability? He obviously has to report to the courts if he pays offenses as well.
Yes.
But his accountability to this council for the money he's being paid, what's he doing? That's just what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's controlled through the treasurer and the clerk with their reports, and then council, if they see things.
So if there's any
and they will definitely, they can definitely bring it up at any point in time.
I see. Okay.
Well, what we're adjusting is to an interim contract to a new contract, which is coming up in July.
Yeah.
So the idea was to meet with him, and there were some concerns that maybe he should. I think the previous one was on a 24-hour call.
Yeah.
And the current one wasn't necessarily that. So we wanted to be very clear of exactly what his responsibilities were and pay him appropriately for
that. Well,
that's
a good point, Mr. Mayor. Does he operate 24/7 now, or is it just a daily basis and forget him after hours?
He's on a request basis right now.
Okay, so in other words, if he's at home and something comes up in the middle of the night where he has to attend, he can be called. He doesn't just say,
I believe that's where we're going.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not sure if that's current. Yet. I don't think that's current right now. I think he does it anyway, but if it's a noise or a potential police problem,
yeah.
Then no, he doesn't go. That's my understanding of it, unless I'm wrong.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Is he available in case that he is called upon at a later hour? He doesn't just say, 4 o'clock, sorry to talk to you. You know, that's a concern for citizens, too, because there are complaints during the summer vacation time. There's all kinds of parties and noise going on. Does this guy just shut down after a certain hour, or is he on call?
No, he's always on call.
Okay.
Now he may call the OPP.
Yes, if he needs
because
serious,
of the nature of the complaint.
Yeah. If things get out of hand, and he has to call the OPP.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yes,
Mike Richard. Just following up on my question, you didn't respond. When will council release the details of the recreation pool
complex. It should be all online through Parasound. Everything has been taped, documented. It should be all online through, if you go through the Parasound.
The total commitment for,
it's all
for our municipality?
It's all there.
Okay, and one other point. When Councilor Haskin was responding about my question of why we didn't have representation, he suggested that he was there online, but he had difficulties. But he also stated that, you know, the council and the, or excuse me, the committee, the board, and the expertise that was there made this recommendation, and so therefore we weren't going to argue the point. We are supposed to be arguing the point when they want to introduce a levy right up front that is not in keeping with our understanding of how these funds are supposed to be dispersed. So it doesn't encourage me in any way as a taxpayer that our representation on this board is going to be able to counter any move or any suggestion or any motions put forward by this board in future with regards to expenditures, whether overages or not.
Okay, so how do you want to proceed with the pool component? What's anybody's suggestion?
Well, Reg is suggesting that we shoulder it all this year. I like to see us, and not roads, but as mentioned before, we have a now slightly adjusted $225,000 reserve sitting there in the community center reserve. Why not borrow a portion of that out of there for a year? Since we know it's not going to be used. Where with roads, that's potentially going to be used. And whatever council determines how much we'll need to borrow for that 1 year to cover that 144. And maybe Ina now has been appointed to the steering committee for the pool. She can find out in their future discussions as to what proposals may be coming forward in any expenses, whether there'll be any coming up this coming year or kind of thing. So a little more information, but I'd like to see us shoulder the blow this year a bit by borrowing, even if it's for the 1 year from the community center reserve.
Michael?
I think that's a very slippery slope. Once you start borrowing from a reserve such as that, which you cannot guarantee will not be required in the upcoming year due to some unforeseen circumstance or requirement, and then to try to pay that back in a future year when the budget continues to be tight as we go forward, I think that it was an accumulated amount of small increments put into that reserve over the years to get to an amount like that, and to replace that, whatever that amount is that is borrowed, is going to be very difficult at a future point in time.
I'd also like to add to that is what was the intent of previous councils putting that money into the community center? Was it to be spent on a pool? Not very likely. The intent is for any emergency things, or say you need a roof tomorrow or whatever it might be, you have the money there.
Mm-hmm. Just to me, $225,000 seems like a lot for an emergency when we do have insurance. So just trying to find the ultimate solution is, like Mike's saying, we may have expenses or you're deal with now, but I think to solve the issue is to try to get the long-term financing in place. If we can do that within the next half year, a year, well, then we can pay that back right away, that loan from the community center, because we would have the lump sum, the balance, $700,000 or something, financed for 15 or 20 years. We would receive that lump sum. We pay that back within the next half year, year, whatever we can get our staff working on the loan, which was the original intent when the council agreed on the whole process in the first place. If it had been, you're going to pay the blunt of it in the first two or three years, it's like, whoa, we can't do that. The whole idea was to finance it over a longer term period, which, because the facility is, that's when it's going to be used for, is for decades into the future. That should be the taxpayers paying for it. So I would make that suggestion that we direct staff to secure long-term financing, and if council decides that they want to borrow at least for that 1 year from the community center, it would be paid back.
I agree with half, and I agree with half. So here's my middle of the roads suggestion: is that I think that we should pay the half of the request, and then use that to say that we have a series of concerns about the overall financing, and we're going to pay you this year and next year, not all up front, but we're not going to pay anything until we have a formal agreement of what are all the expectations of cost, a complete financial breakdown to go forward, and we're committed to the 8.5%, but we need more clarification. You can't be dumping stuff in the middle of a fiscal year and expecting people to react to it. So I would like to see us pay the half of it and send a letter to them saying that we need some more clarification on this process, because you can't keep coming to the well in the middle of things without explanation, without clarity, and without, since we've made overall commitments to the board going forward. So that would be what I would suggest.
So just some clarity in what you're saying then is your only suggestion to pay is to pay half of the total 162. We've already paid 17 and change. So it would be half of 162 less 17.
Yeah.
And then so we don't budget for any more at all?
No, next year we budget. We budget, but we will have a basis on which we budget it. We budget 8.5%.
I'm still lost. Like in order to meet that full, not commitment, but the full amount they want, we have to raise $72,000. So are we going to try and do
this
that?
This year, but we budgeted so much for this year.
Okay, so you're saying that what I said, then we pay this out of the budget,
yeah,
the 72, and then try and secure the loan, and in the meantime try and
We have to get know what all the finances are. They can't keep coming back every so much. I mean, that's not proper.
So I can agree.
Or we can pay it all at once, and then still go forward with the concerns that we have about a full financial plan. I mean, there's two ways to do it. So it depends on how specific you want to be. But we need some clarification, and I think.
Can I ask the question, Marty?
Sure.
Is the mayor agreeing with me?
It took me a few years to agree with Mr. Gillette. So I
can't.
Give me a bit of a break here. I'm trying to get a middle of the road thing that makes sense to us, that we're very clear going forward. We thought we were very clear on 8.5%. That's the agreement on which we've sent them, and with the capping, and it's in writing from us, and that's what we've agreed to, period. And we have long term financing for that. That's understood. So this type of stuff is not in keeping with what we've been agreeing with and how we've been working closely with them all the way along. So I think we need some clout to be able to clarify all these other things going forward. Councillor Keckley.
No, I think what we need is a copy of the contract to actually see what the agreement says. You say that we agreed to 8.5%, period. Did that commence immediately when that contract was signed, that you agree to pay out to the 8.5% from that moment forward, whenever, at whatever point it's requested? And then there would be no argument that they're not aligning with what the agreement was, if the agreement was that you have signed on for the 8.5%, $734,000 at the point that you signed the contract.
The agreement from last September had to be go through their board in order to approve all that to come forward. So that board has now just been, I guess, commandeered. When did it formally get approval? It was sometime about 3 months ago. So they have just met. So we had agreed to sign the agreement back in September, if you recall,
which you agreed to that agreement. So we signed that, and then that was to go forward to the board, and then we would work out all the long-term financial agreements. To me, this is an interim thing that I'm not comfortable with at all. So that's why I'm saying we should use one. We're going to pay, yes, for this. We agreed to that. But we need to get some long-term concrete stuff going forward.
So you're suggesting, which might be an okay one, is that we just do not pay that board the full amount they're requesting this
right.
year.
That's correct.
Hold back, say, on whatever 50%, we decide.
50%.
Yeah, 50% of the 144.
I would almost 172, sort of
suggest that they ask for late.
Yeah.
And we just pay the 72, which then would eliminate this pool levy increase.
Yeah.
Smack right on, right?
So if you go to the next meeting and then say, no, you have to pay it, we don't have it in the budget.
They will.
And then they say that you sign the contract on this date, you need to make the funds available on any point when we request it. Of the $734,400 that we requested, that was the agreement that you made. You sign on the dotted line. We didn't say exactly which day we were going to request it, but you have committed at whatever point we need it, you will be providing us with whatever portion of that $734,400 that we request.
Yeah, the agreement probably does state that we are required to pay when it's requested. I don't know whether we want to be rebels over the whole situation or not.
No, not rebels. I think it's proper management practice and proper financial practice.
Why would we not going to be to that amount? When you said that as of this date, when we sign this paper, we will give you this amount anytime you want it.
I don't know if we've said that.
Well, let's see the contract.
The contract's online. You can get the contract anytime you want.
So I'm saying we have to budget for this amount. That's what I'm saying.
The full amount or the half amount?
Roshan's already taken care of half of it, but we need another $72,000.
If we're going to pay it all this year.
So I'm saying we have to go with option one.
So we're going to pay it this year?
Yep.
Okay. I still think we have to raise concerns. So,
option one is an 8.4105 tax increase.
At this point in time.
Yep.
Which doesn't include any other deputy clerk or anything else, it doesn't include it.
So it might be greater than that, or whatever. There might be some adjustments through whatever discussions we have here.
Okay, so just to clarify, am I hearing that we are going to try and pay the 144 up front this year?
That's
are we going to raise any concerns of that?
It's 162 is what Roshan has here. Is the 90,000 which we already in the previous versions of the budgets which have been transferred into reserve. Plus an additional $72,000, which is in this version of updates.
Yeah.
I think we should still raise the concerns.
I'm going to raise them.
But
hopefully, with your support.
I don't think we can send Morley back to the next meeting and tell him to have him tell him no, we're not paying him.
Well,
you're paying you half.
That's right.
We're going to pay you, but we have some major concerns. If this is not the proper process to go through, and it's got to be laid out in contract form, if nothing else, that we're going to do this. I mean, there's any kind of project, there's flexibility, but there's 25% contingency built in to the budget for it anyway, and we know that it's not going over budget. If it's over budget, then it's going to be scaled back and cut back, and that's certainly been a clear understanding.
That's a question I have. Well, sorry, go ahead.
It's definitely.
I'm kind of leaning towards the Morley's suggestion that if we have a reserve in committee, almost 230,000, why don't we use this year and then next year we can put it back, the differences. We have a reserve, and we are not using this year actually, we have a reserve. Let's use this one, and then next year we'll put it back. So at least, this way our taxes will be reduced. We don't need to borrow from outsider. And, when we go for the next year budget, we will look at the long-term finances.
Next year, the 2023, there's a new council.
Yeah.
We should, even though we're not a lame duck council yet, we should not be committing them to this money. That's what you're doing by borrowing into that.
Now, would
I don't think so.
Would
then you have to pay it back. So if there's no money in the budget next year, what are you going to do? You're going to raise taxes and pay it back.
But the original intention was just not over 1 year, but it was to finance it over 15 or 20. I'd still like to see us to pursue that as soon as possible, and then that would resolve this issue.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But my concern, as I've said, the very first we started here, is that this council has committed to this for future councils already.
Right.
So I think right now, at this time, what's owing right now, this council has to eat it, whatever it might be.
Yeah, this council, which means the taxpayers as of today.
As of today, yes.
Where I don't think that was the original intent when the council agreed on this project. It was to have taxpayers pay for it as they use it through
time. And the next council that sits in this, at this table, it may be their intent that they don't want to pay it at all. They didn't commit to it, but yet they're going to have to figure out where the money comes from first. So.
So what I'm hearing is that we're going to pay the full amount, however we're going to do that, but we're going to definitely raise concerns over the agreement and how the whole financial plan moving forward. That has to be very clear.
Well, to give
they can't come back to the table at their whim.
So to give Roshan some direction, do we choose option one or option two?
Well, we haven't been through it all yet, so leave for a second.
No, I mean just for this part of it. Just for the 72,000. You already know my choice. It's option one.
My choice is option one. If they come back with another request in 2022, then we can borrow from the community center reserve to absorb some of that, and then the probably is, I think Morley's aiming for is a long-term debenture as soon as possible so that any eventuality that comes forward is already being accounted for through that long-term borrowing situation.
And then that would save councils you fighting for the next 2 or 3 years on how we're going to pay this amount if it's known. Just like so many levies, it's like set there, you know, your 30 or 40,000, you just budget, and that's, I think, would resolve a lot of the disagreements we're having at the table today, but if we could pursue that as soon as possible. While interest rates are still probably slightly on the low side, like they are trying to climb up. So I would say the sooner we lock into that, the better. Just because that was the original plan when we got into the program, but we had staff changeovers, you know, and there's been so much going on, especially for McKellar, that it's just, we haven't done our job that way.
That was the question I had, is... I've heard it mentioned a few times around this table that it will not go over budget. No matter what, it will not go over budget. So you have all the original drawings done and everything, which cost a fortune, engineering done and everything else. How are you going to scale that project back to not go over budget?
Yeah, that's going to kind of be the hired project manager will have to deal with the board and the steering committee, which I know will be sitting on, and yes, there's going to have to be guarantees there where if you shoot over, somebody's going to be penalized.
So if it comes to scale, all I'm saying is if it comes to scaling back the building, there may be added cost doing all new drawings and everything else.
Yeah, there would be changes.
Yeah.
And plus, they already built in 25% contingency. Right. So. Chances are that it will cover in that 25%.
All I'm saying is it just isn't easy to say, no, we're scaling back. You know, 7.5 size facility.
If you look at the plans, which you ought to have a look at them sometimes, to me it's a very, very nice building, very roomy, like hallways going into it are like 20 feet wide. It's almost above and beyond what Perry Sound maybe needs at this point. Maybe in 10 or 20 years, it might be smack on, but I think there's room to tighten it up a little bit, just to really ensure, and all the councils feel that way too, we cannot shoot over, because then we lose, because that shooting over, we don't get that 70-odd percent funding. So, but anyways, back to this. Well, if two members of council are saying no to shoulder the blow this year, I say we. I'd rather not shoulder the blow. I can go for two things, where you will direct staff to put the financing, 15 to 20 year financing in place, get that in place as soon as possible, in the next month if possible. And then next thing you know, we're paying $40,000 a year, and we are, have, this is because that's what's going to happen eventually. Why shoulder this very large blow to the taxpayers this year when we can, with a little bit of work, we can easily get eliminate that.
Councilor Kicker?
I'm just looking back at the process for the debenture for the fire truck purchase. That was not a one-month project. That seemed to drag on, you know, for 3 months or so. Like, it was a very long, detailed process. So that, even though the intention might be to start moving forward as soon as possible, to actually have that funding in place.
Okay.
So it's going to be quite a few months down the road.
Yeah, so we can't wait 3 months to approve the budget. So
no, what I'm saying is I think that we should pay the half and then do the long-term financing to pay the other part of it, but get clarification from this board about that so we can do both.
That's how
we can do both.
How I feel about it, so we don't have to taxpayers don't have to shoulder the whole that much of a blow in the 1 year, when probably then that blow is going to be a lot less. You know, if they don't ask for much money in the next 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden it was this 1 year everybody had to pay high, you know, top notch taxes, and then the next couple of years might dip down. It's like, why that 1 year? I would say 2 or 3 years, but say the 1 year loan from the community center, but in 3 months we pay that back if we get the financing in place. Does that sound reasonable?
I'm okay.
Because interest rates are sitting right now, if anything, seem to be wanting to increase. So the more longer we wait, and that would resolve this issue.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I've already had my say. I'm just going to be silent.
Or this meeting will go on for days.
Have to come to some type of consensus. And
I would like to get the long term financing in place as soon as possible so that everybody knows exactly what's going on. But that may take 3 months, so that's what I'm saying. If we did all or half of what they've asked for now, then we can still proceed with the long-term financing.
I just want to add on that, you know, the half of the amount won't work because they are seeking full amount and they won't agree less than that. So we have to come up the full amount for this year.
Was it May? Is that
May 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the two options is that, you know, we borrow right now from the community center reserve and go for the long-term, debenture, which will take some time. Or other is that just raise the taxes the way it is.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah, I would say borrow the half off from the community center and get this long term in place in 3 months. Pay back the community center reserve. Is that's my feeling on it, and so that's the way I'll vote.
Okay. Can you write that right into the budget that money will be paid back as soon as we get the?
Yeah, we will make sure that gets.
That's all I should say.
Yeah. No, we will. Okay.
So,
should we write these out before we forget? So, what's the number?
119. So we have resolution 22-120 that the Council of Township Regards hereby direct the staff.
One second. Have we gone into the committee of the whole for this meeting?
Is this a recommendation to council, or is this,
this should be a recommendation at the, when you come out of the committee of the whole, report and rise, and these recommendations to council.
Yeah, where are we in?
We're in the whole.
So yeah, that'd be a recommendation.
That would come out after then. Is it?
But just to, we can clarify with the discussion now what it is that we're agreeing on.
Yeah.
So that when we come out of committee of the whole, that the resolution reflects what the decision is.
Yeah, well, I'll paraphrase. We are agreeing that we're going to pay the full amount
of $162,000,
and we're going to borrow money from the community center reserve to be paid back, and we are going to request long-term financing for our portion of the agreement. For the 2023 budget, I guess.
No, for the 2022
budget. 2022
budget?
The long-term financing, will we get it done? Yeah, I guess.
Obviously, we would have to finance the full amount, $700,000. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
And then we can pay back that however much is transferred out of the community center reserve within this budget year, so it's not impacting that amount.
Right.
How much is being transferred out of the community center reserve? $200,000?
No.
Or
$162,000?
$162,000? No, because we want to pay about half this year of what that request was, do we not? And only borrow the other half? So I would say the loan from the community center should be in the line of
$80,000.
Does that not sound right?
We already have the money in reserves in the other budget for to pay half of it. 17's already been paid. We have, so 17 off of 9, we still have, I don't know, whatever that
was. Oh, yeah, that's right, because this was the 72,000.
So they only have to pay the rest 72, of it. But
so say if we go with the other budget and do not just eliminate the 72 in this proposal and borrow the 72 from the...
That's 72 should be all you need to borrow.
Yeah,
right?
We'll try to go for that.
72... No, because you still have to account for the $17,000 in this budget year. It's being borrowed from a working accounting fund in this year. Until we approve that the 2022 budget, that $17,000 has not been approved, and it needs to be paid back to wherever it's being borrowed from to pay the check on January the 10th.
It's in the $95,000 of reserve.
No, that's part of the $90,000.
$90,000.
Okay, so it's...
Even though it's not approved, but then again, the budgeted amount was $90,000 for time being.
Okay, so $90,000 plus $72,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's $72,000 from the community center reserve fund.
So how much are you financing, though? And now I'm confused. How much are you financing, though?
You're the number guy.
If we are financing $162,000, or we are financing $700,000 plus?
The whole thing over a course, so the council can decide whether it's 15 or 20 years.
Okay. No, it would be $734,400
minus what we're paying this year.
The $90,000.
Yeah.
Because that's being generated through taxes and transferred into the pool line item.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So minus the 90,000.
Okay, so moving to the church.
Hold on. Let's
He's writing that.
Yeah, so let's just take a moment and so that we're all on the same page here.
So 72,000 will be coming out of the community reserve. right?
That's right, and that so that we
now will be paid back once I get security.
Bond, that's right. Finances. Yes.
I know it's a budget, but we should still raise our concerns with the board.
Yeah, well, we appointed Ina, so she'll be sitting at the table with the rest of the CAOs and clerks, and maybe she can
black
that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's finish off with the rest of the budget items.
So
the church, we've agreed that we would do some work with the church, right?
So the renovation on the church part, $10,000 I already budgeted.
$10,000
was part of our earlier budget, and then we discussed it's supposed to be $50,000, so I added $40,000.
Oh, hold on a second here. So the the $10,000 was transferred out of the historical committee reserve fund.
Yeah.
And so the historical committee had a discussion yesterday, a resolution being forwarded to staff that initially that $10,000 was going to be allocated towards the painting of the Hemlock Church, but through consultation with a professional and painter that they indicated that that would not be money well spent. That would make more sense to replace the windows and the siding with, you know, some type of siding which resembles the siding which is currently in place. And so there was supposed to be $10,000 transferred out of the historical committee reserve. And which reserve fund is that being transferred out of? There's two historical committee reserve funds.
So just want to say that initially we thought it was supposed to come out of the historical committee, and then
should we
thought, okay, we are not going to take the $10,000 from the historical committee now. All $50,000, you know, coming out of the culture reserve.
Okay, so but still, there's so here you're showing $40,000 being transferred out of the cultural reserve.
Yeah.
So.
So that previous $10,000 now will be part of the culture reserve too. So that total become $50,000.
But there's still the transfer out of the historical committee reserve fund that joins up with this $40,000 being transferred out of the cultural reserve fund, because there's two different historical committee reserve funds, and plus the cultural reserve fund.
I think you're taking it all out of the cultural
reserve. Yeah, I'm not taking out $10,000 now. Initially,
you're leaving it in the historical reserve.
I did suggest it from historical committee, but when we discussed it, that we all. Because now we need a $50,000 instead of $10,000, so all $50,000 coming out of the culture reserve.
Okay, let's take a look here. Cultural.
Historical Committee Reserve, St. Stephen's from surplus says there's $11,900 in there, so we'll just leave it the way it is, and just draw from the cultural reserve.
Right.
Full amount of $50,000.
The whole $50,000.
Right. Yeah.
To be prepared if we can get the work done this year.
Yeah.
Which page is that on?
18.
Basically, all we're saying is that we're going to go to $50,000, do the proper renovations on the church,
Those are all going to go out of the culture reserve as opposed to the historical reserve, which is all fundraised by the historical committee over time.
So. It's just a, in this today's version here, it's indicating $40,000 only transferred.
Additional
onto the $10,000.
Yeah.
But there was no $10,000 allocated from the township previously. It was allocated from the historical committee.
Correct. And the after discussion, we said we are not going to use that reserve.
Yes.
So I won't touch that reserve. All $50,000, which included $10,000 from previous one and $40,000 from this one. All $50,000 coming out of the culture reserve.
But the $10,000, the previous one, was coming from the historical committee reserve fund.
Yeah.
There was no $10,000 coming from any place else in the previous one. So that wherever this $10,000 in the previous one, plus $40,000 in this one, where's that extra $10,000 coming from?
Culture reserve fund.
Culture reserve.
But there was no transfer from the cultural reserve. It was a transfer from the historical committee reserve fund.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Like the previous, the report when we discussed, come out of the historical committee reserve $10,000, but that we said we are not going to, approve that one, and we are going to take out all $50,000 from the the culture reserve. So there won't be any transfer from the culture reserve.
Yes, and that was the verbal discussion that we had. But now when I'm looking at the actual numbers here, it's indicating that $40,000 is coming from the cultural reserve, but there's still the $10,000 that's, and we discussed it was going to be $50,000 coming out of cultural reserve, and this is indicating that there's only $40,000 that's being transferred. The $10,000 there was previously from the historical committee reserve. So, shouldn't this say $50,000 within the brackets? Because we had a verbal discussion about $50,000 coming from cultural.
Total that $40,000 only represents the increase over the $10,000.
There was no $10,000 from cultural previously. It was coming from the historical committee reserve.
Yes.
Yeah, we understand.
So there was no $10,000 in the previous budget.
Okay, so it should be, you could change that to $50,000 in the cultural, but also in brackets put $10,000 less because you're not drawing from the
historical committee
reserve. Historical. So, it could have been
the
changed.
The total effect would be $40,000. $50,000 minus
$10,000. Yeah, but Mike's right, just the, how it's here, it should be $50,000 and then minus the $10,000. So, that seem
historical reserve still has their full amount in there, which is $11,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, as long as $50,000 is coming out,
$50,000 will be coming. Nothing will be coming out of this project for sure.
Okay, and then I have a question. Sure. Also, we're just going to put that money there ready to spend if we can get the work done, and now this is, you're putting in the $40,000 more from the last budget. Now we're drawing, and you've indicated an increase in taxes because of that, but because we're drawing it from reserve.
If you look at the revenue side at the bottom, after the expenses.
Oh, okay, you got it in there.
Yeah, in and out.
Right, okay. Answer my question.
And after that, the capital expenses are left at as it was presented in the last report. Revenues same. If you follow everything, even though it will be changed now, but then the levy tax increase, I'm looking at 8.41% on the second page.
That was with the 72, though, right?
Yeah, with the 72.
Right.
So now we can change it, and you can minus the 72 expense off of that percentage increase.
Yeah.
So that should bring us back down closer into the fives, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of reality.
sure that'll take us down to five.
Yeah, six.
That's why I was thinking the truck, if it was like we did with the fire truck for over 5 years, then that would bring it down to the 5%.
And we are not going to discuss option two because it's already council said that that's not the option they are looking at. So.
Right.
And we need a clarification from Ina on the deputy clerk's job.
That's right.
Yeah.
What time's Ina back?
She's in there now. She's back.
Well, she's back now.
I think so. That's what she's saying.
Yes.
So can we excuse Roseanne to go quiz her on that, whether there should be additional monies put in to allow for any other employees besides Lauren? In this 22 year.
Do you want to call him?
Yes, you can. You want just have her come in, I guess.
Yeah.
Either come in or you can discuss it. Just clarify.
Deputy Mayor here that can still
definitely
see.
Do that. Absolutely.
But Mike really doesn't want you to go. Might have sounded that way. No. Well, we should be done with work. Didn't we just hit the last line there?
I would say so.
Yeah. Just clarify, but, I sort of thought we back further that we had decreased something like saved something back there. I have written here saved 5,000 on something.
Was that the tables for the community center?
Yeah, the pumpkin reserve.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. She's coming.
I'm not sure
it's
for me. I mm-hmm.
Why is that chair? It's low. Our question was dealing with the amount of money that's put in for Lori, mm-hmm. and whether that was enough for this fiscal year.
Well, that
depending on what you are going to do eventually down the road. So
well, and I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that are dependent on that. What I'm going to do down the road, but that's not something I'm going to discuss in open.
No,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
My understanding was with that money was that we knew that we were going to lose Lori and going to be down to a staff of Roshan, Mary, and myself. And at that time, of course, I'm still doing the deputy clerk and the administrator and the planner. And the returning officer, and if anybody looks at my desk, they can tell that that's what I'm doing. So that was my understanding, was that Lori was going to stay on
until
for 6 months. We were extending her contract to 6 months, so she's
September,
here till
September 30th.
And in that time frame, were we not going to look at hiring a deputy?
There was discussion about looking at hiring a deputy, but we didn't carry on with that conversation. That's something that we could look at. But again, that's something I think we need to discuss in closed and not open.
It's just that there's nothing in the budget for...
No. We don't have any wiggle room in the budget at all. I said we have no wiggle room in the budget at all.
Yeah, there's nothing added in there mm-hmm. for Deputy Clerk.
No.
There's wiggle room if you put it in there.
And we need to be responsible and proactive. I think mm-hmm. that's...
Mm-hmm.
And because the process can be very lengthy to get the right person, like I would almost say the sooner we reach a goal, and yes, we are going to try to get somebody, because if they don't live in the area, if we can give them 6 months or 9 months before you're starting, they'd probably say, yes, that gives me time to sell my place and so on and so on.
And that was part of the discussion that we had, that even if you look at the process alone, coming up with the job description, the advertising, putting the advertising out by the time you do conduct your interviews, and that person has to give their other place of employment notice, we're looking on into the fall anyway.
Yeah, so maybe, without saying too much, I don't think, but say if a goal was January 1st, whether you could suffer through those other 3 months kind of thing, but we have a goal when we hire somebody, and we could, you know, already start the process going, and might have a lot better luck if we can give somebody a lot of warning.
So you're saying it's in the 2023 budget then?
Wondering whether, without throwing more onto this budget, or what should we be throwing two or three months of wages on this budget?
I think we should. Yeah. I think we should.
We should do what? Which
one? Make sure we have a budget for 4 months or whatever, if a person, 3 months, four months.
3 months.
Yeah, say 3 months. Because what if the candidate does want to start right away? Can start right away. As soon as Laurie's done, well, then you have nothing in the budget for them.
So how much are we talking about?
We would be probably talking, we talk $10,000 a month, probably, is a realistic figure. So $30,000 we talk to budget.
So we're going to add $30,000 to that one, so it's 53, say 54,000 when you round it off. Councilor Kegley?
And normally the process does take, you know, several months, but as we've seen in the last period of time, that positions have been filled with individuals very quickly. So I like to be one step ahead and ensure that we have, you know, the opportunity or options there if that, the process of competition starts immediately, and that, you know, at least that option is available, just to make sure that the backlog of challenges gets sort of dealt with as soon as possible.
Yeah. I think that's closer to, whenever you look at the overhead cost too, you're probably closer to 60,000 total.
Yeah, I was rounding it off. Then.
For how long?
For 3 months. No, that's lower.
That's the budget.
Months plus.
That's,
right. Okay.
So it's about six. Round if you round it off. It's 54 right now. So.
Right, to increase that figure rather than add another one. I see. It's probably yes. Like Mike says, we better be prepared for it in case the right candidate does come along.
That's true.
We want to nab them. So that's. Great, Ina. Thanks for your input.
You're welcome.
Well,
kind. Thanks for the church chair.
Reg had that one originally. He got rid of it.
He said, "Put it here for Ina. She's coming in."
Thanks. Yeah. Mr. Mayor. Yeah, just I'm trying to figure out how we're going from here to figure how we're going to figure this all out if we're 8.1% plus we just added and we've taken away. I don't know where we're at with the...
We're not 8.4.
Though. I don't know where we're at. So
we're around 6 and now we just bumped up to 7.
Yeah.
Roughly.
I'm going to go back to the truck again. That's a $200,000 item that if we use the precedent of the fire truck that we can, that could save $200,000. Or at least some of that money, therefore bring our percentage down to a much more reasonable amount, still around inflation, but not up in 7%+. Yeah. So
it's another comment in the
I'm just trying to clarify roughly where we are. I'm not trying to hurry the meeting, but Mr. Richards.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Sherrod. Given that we've just come through a prolonged period where the constant refrain from our council has been that due to staff shortages, many, many items have been dragged out and response time has been extended. Don't you think it would be prudent that we look at a replacement for the contract coincidental with the termination of that contract, so September, not January, because we need the staff. In addition to that, I'd like to know if there's anything in this budget to reflect our urgent need for a planner.
Yeah, there was, we did budget it.
We'll try to find an interim planner and also eventually deal with the planner. So.
We did budget it almost 46,000 for this 6 months.
How much?
46,000 for 6 months.
Okay. That's not realistic, but okay.
And 38 plus the overhead.
So you were transferred to something else?
Yeah, there was transfer of 16,000.
From that part of that?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is yes, but probably yes. Would it be enough? We don't know. But going back to Peter's comments about looking at possibly borrowing, you know, or financing a truck or whatever, kind of my feeling is just from what I've seen and what's been happening to our numbers, especially the last few years, like the increases on everything, that it's really unfortunate. Reality is going to be a very large tax increase, and I think just borrowing at this point is only diluting the reality. So we're already going to borrow from the community center in one case as far as starting to finance trucks. And we've managed to stick to always paying up front for all our roads equipment. I like to see us continue to strive for that at least, and not just continuing to go backwards when reality is going to be that tax. We have to reach a certain level with our taxes. It's reality, and we're just going to have to. Yeah, it's too bad it's election year. I'll probably be seeing goodbye, but that's fine then too, if it's reality for everybody going forward.
Yeah, I agree.
Mr. Chair, getting back to Michael's question.
That's right. I was waiting for a response.
Okay. So I think that budgeted amount isn't for a staff planner. It's for a contract planner.
No, I didn't mean for the planner. Yeah. I meant my original point, which was, can we look at funding for the deputy clerk commensurate with the end of the contract?
Okay.
So that means you're going to have to increase your budget to reflect from September forward. Yep. Otherwise, you're leaving us a gap. And if we go out and recruit during this period between now and September and are successful, we're going to want that person to come in right at the end of the contract period and take over. So we don't want to leave another gap there.
So that's what we...
You just added...
We have it in the budget.
You added for 3 months.
Yes.
Commensurate in January.
October. October, November, December.
Terrific. Yeah. That's great.
And your question about the planner, that isn't for a staff planner. It would be far more for a staff planner. That would be a contract planner, which is what the township has always used in the past.
And following up on that, if I may, I noticed that the town of Curry Sound is also advertising for a planner. Has there been any investigation of the possibility for shared? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Heineken can speak to that. It hasn't worked as well.
Yeah. Yes, and no response.
Well, the response was no. Everybody's
no response, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we?
Thank
you. With this? We don't know the exact percent at this point in time.
Not this point.
So we can't. All we can recommend is we accept the budget, and that comes up in the council meeting with as adjusted, so with all these changes. Oh. How you want to proceed? We haven't come out of to make any resolutions to council, so we still have to do that. So. Councilor Kaplan?
Just looking back to the historical minutes, usually the process that was followed with putting out tenders would be that the due date of the tenders would come due prior to the adoption of the budget to ensure that if there was any, you know, the tenders were quite out of line with previous years, that the adjustments could be made in the budget prior to the budget bylaw being passed. Looking at the tender deadlines here, if the budget is planning on being, budget bylaw is being planning to be adopted on April 12th, the tender deadlines are April the 14th, 2 days after the bylaw adoption, or the budget adoption, and as well, there needs to be a the resolutions of council of approving those tenders after report from the operations manager, which would not come forward until sometime after April the 14th. So we're going to require another council meeting after April 14th to review the recommendations of the operations manager and to accept the successful tender bids.
That's usually done at the next council meeting. Like it's, we get his recommendations, we looked it over, and we just pass the resolutions at the next regular council meeting.
What I'm saying is that if, you know, there's a push to have the budget bylaw adopted April 12th because of the tenders,
right,
the tenders aren't coming due until 2 days after the proposed adoption of the budget, and the tenders would not be passed by resolution until the May council meeting.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an issue.
It usually come in under budget. It's never been a problem.
The AG?
It's always been
pretty accurate in the past.
Yeah.
Though with everything going up, who knows?
Bottom line is that, you know, to have a push that the budget needs to be passed April 12th because of the tenders is no longer a concern, considering how the deadline of the tenders take place after the April 12th. And the resolutions to pass the acceptance of the successful tenders wouldn't be until the May council meeting.
I think we passed tenders before the budget was approved. Before, because we didn't pass budgets till later on in the year.
Do you want to take a look at the historical minutes,
sure.
Mayor Hopkins?
Absolutely. I remember he used to always have to get the tenders out before we finalized the budget. Whether they came in before we finalized the budget, I'd have to go back.
Mike's talking the other way, though. That he said the budget can be approved before the tenders come in.
Yeah.
So there may not be enough money budget.
Well, we didn't pass budgets till later, and the tenders had to be approved.
Actually, you can look the resolutions.
I'd have to look at them all.
You
yeah.
can
over
can look
years.
At the resolutions.
Yeah. But I'd have to ask our operations manager, because I thought he had to get them approved. Like they're out now, so
yeah.
I'm just giving you time. Unless he could have them approved by the 12th. I guess they don't have to be in the middle of the 14th. Then, so.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter to me at this point in time, or whenever you want to pass it.
I suppose another month doesn't make it.
It's not going to make any difference now.
As long as we're not getting too close to the interim billings.
Final billing.
The final billing, yeah. When do you start?
Last week of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. We just, so what are we going to do now then? We're just going to make any recommendations for the next meeting, or just have the Roshan bring the revisions to the meeting? For discussion. Budget update. It's up to you.
I guess that way, if you did that, we'd know the percent of tax increase. You'd have it all figured out, or did you just do it there?
I'm just
So I think if we do it that way, since there's been a lot of changes in that, just to make sure that we're clear, it would be better if Roshan goes back to the table, recrunch, reallocate, brings it back to the meeting on the 12th, and then we see where we are from there.
I do have two committees that would like to start making purchases, but can't really until budgets are passed. I don't know whether they can't. They could, I guess. If that's the case, then should that be separate resolution of council and whatever expenditures they want to do before the budgets pass?
I can revise the budget number today and send the council members, and you know, if they agree with that, percentage, then we can go forward with the approval.
But that doesn't resolve Mike's issue with the historical committee, right?
Roads.
Roads.
Tenders.
The tenders.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the historical committee tenders.
No, the roads.
How much expenditures are you talking about?
Not much, right? A few thousand.
Yeah, so I don't.
And as I think council went through their budgets and were fine with those particular budgets. I just don't know whether we're allowed to make purchases without final passing of the budget.
As long as you sign it, come under your account if it isn't
right. My personal account? How many trust those burgers with any of my money?
So we'll review the changes on the 12th at this point in time, and then see what we can deal with, any requests that come in. So do we need any resolutions coming out of this about the long-term financing, or those will come out as resolutions at the 12th meeting? We talked about the long-term financing for the
committee. The whole make that recommendation of the long-term financing.
Yeah, that probably goes towards for the meeting of the 12th.
Yeah.
We can do that one. Okay, so we have a resolution 22-120 that the Council Township Governors hereby direct the staff to secure and venture long term financing.
No, we'll start over. Committee of the Whole makes a recommendation.
Yeah, it's a recommendation or whatever the Committee of the Whole. So another recommendation is a decision.
So you'd have to come out of the Committee of the Whole.
When the council meeting or pass a resolution.
Mm-hmm. We're coming out?
Yeah, we have to in order to pass a resolution, I think.
Yeah, we do. Come out of the Committee of the Whole.
We didn't even vote, and we didn't even
went into the
Committee of the Whole.
Sorry. Okay.
Did all this discussion as a regular council?
I guess, well, we did it as a Committee of the Whole. We didn't
either way
pass a resolution.
It's all formalities that are just ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, it gets them.
So if we weren't in the Committee of the Whole, we were in a regular council meeting, then we went through the procedure of a regular council meeting, I guess, so we passed the resolution.
we're going to come out of something we weren't in. So we resolved the Committee of the Whole rise and report at, so we weren't really in the committee, so we don't really need that, do we? We can go right to Committee of Council. We can go right to a resolution. Okay.
That's good. I don't even like that job.
Okay, sir. Let's go to Resolution 20 of Council. I stroked that out already. That the Council of Township Governors hereby direct the staff to secure debenture long-term financing
for short-term borrowing money from community center.
And short-term borrowing to money by the community center reserve. Okay. Mover and a seconder, please.
Can you add in there to repay the money as soon as we receive the finance back to the community center?
And repay the money when the finances are secured. Something like that. So that the Council of Townsmen Carter is hereby direct the staff to secure debenture long-term financing and for short-term borrow the money from the Community Center Reserve and repay the money to the Community Center Reserve as soon as financing is secured. Need a mover and a second.
I'm just wondering if we should be saying why we're going into the debenture, and that's money for the West Ferry Sound Recreational Culture Center.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it may come up, somebody sees up, why are you really borrowing money?
I guess you, if you add it in here.
Oh, let's give it to the board.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you
want
to cancel? Can you read my writing?
See? I thought it was me.
Okay.
Because we're left-handed, that's the problem.
The remaining of the outstanding or the required $734,400 commitment?
There's no room on that sheet.
Is it the Council of the Township of Carter is hereby direct the staff to secure debenture long term financing for the West Prairie Sound Recreation and Culture Center and also short term. Short-term, borrow the money from the Community Center Reserve, repay the money to the Community Center Reserve as soon as financing is secured.
Short-term borrowing of $72,000 from the Community Center Reserve Fund?
Yeah, could add that. That should fit in there.
Money, I'm going to put bracket $72,000. Anybody else want to write on this one? We can go straight. So it's 72,000. Okay. Do I have to read it again?
No, I think that's.
Okay. I need a mover and a seconder before we can talk about it. Counselor Heskey? Second.
Rich raises his hand.
Oh, okay. I'm, well, I got it the other way around.
So that's fine.
No. Okay. So, any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Here. Thank you. Okay, so we are now into resolution 22-123, be resolved that the Council of Township of Carter is hereby give bylaw number 2022-21, being a bylaw to confirm the procedure of council first and second reading and further read a third time and pass an open council the 7th day of April 2022. Mover and seconder. Mr. Justin, for sure. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. And finally, resolution 22-122.
And 23, is that?
No, this was 121. This is now 122. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Be resolved, the Council Township of McKellar does hereby adjourn this meeting at
11:59 a.m.
Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Haskin, second. Councilor Keckin. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Thank you very much, everybody.